Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include London, evidence exposes CCP's organ harvesting at public hearing of China Tribunal. 9 members of the parliament in Finland call on China to bring forced organ harvesting perpetrators to justice. Reflection on the 20th anniversary of the April 25th peaceful protest. Europe, Falun Gong practitioners participate in recent community events. Ukraine, Art of Jen Shanren International Exhibition. And New York, celebrating the arrival of spring in Chinatown. Now for the stories.
London. Evidence exposes CCP's organ harvesting at public hearing of China Tribunal. Following a 3-day public hearing in December 2018, the second public hearing of the Independent People's Tribunal China Tribunal was held in London on April 6th and 7th, 2019. 23 witnesses attended the tribunal, including researchers, medical professionals, journalists and survivors of the atrocities committed by the Chinese communist regime from around the world. They gave testimonies before the tribunal regarding the allegations of state-sanctioned organ harvesting targeting persecuted groups in China. The witnesses came from the U.S., Canada, France, Japan, Korea, and Turkey. 6 Falun Gong practitioners and 3 Uyghurs recounted their experiences of being abused while imprisoned and undergoing blood tests and CT scans. Medical experts, investigators, and investigative journalists gave testimonies of their findings. The tribunal is due to release its final judgment on June 17th. Regarding whether the international crimes of forced organ harvesting in China have been committed and if they are still being committed. 6 Falun Gong practitioners recounted their personal experiences in the persecution. The CCP established the 610 office, a Gestapo-like security agency created especially to carry out the persecution of Falun Gong, with power over establishing laws. It has committed hideous crimes against innocent people. Dr. Charles Lee, head of the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, and who had been involved in an investigation on China emergency liver transplants, told the tribunal that the investigation concluded that organ harvesting from living people was the source of organs used in the emergency liver transplant surgeries. South Korean TV journalist Mr. Kim gave his testimony on April 7th about his undercover mission to interview Korean patients in Tangjian No. 1 Center Hospital who were waiting for kidneys and pancreas. His findings clearly pointed out the short waiting period that Korean patients had experienced and that their health data was not analyzed until after they arrived in China. Canadian human rights lawyer David Mattis, former Canadian Secretary of State David Kilgore, China analyst Ethan Gutman, and Dr. Torsten Trey, founder and executive director of the international NGO Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, testified about the background process and conclusions of their investigation.
Nine members of the Parliament of Finland call on China to bring forced organ harvesting perpetrators to justice. Finnish Parliament Group for Global Issues chairperson Satu Hassi, along with 8 other members of the Parliament of Finland, raised serious human rights concerns in a recent letter to Chinese leader Xi Jinping, chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, Li Xiangqiu, and Chinese ambassador to Finland, Chen Li. In the letter dated March 19, 2019, they expressed their concern about organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China and called on China to bring the perpetrators of these horrific crimes to justice. The 9 members of parliament who wrote the letter are from 7 different political parties in Finland. The letter reads as follows. Your Excellencies, we, the undersigned, members of the Parliament of Finland, wish to express our growing concern on the reports concerning the violent treatment of Falun Gong practitioners in your country. This topic has already been taken up several times in bilateral discussions between Finland and China on human rights. Recently, we have paid attention to the work of the independent tribunal chaired by Sir Geoffrey Nice. The tribunal is investigating allegations concerning the forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience in China. In December 2018, the tribunal gave an interim judgment in which it concluded that these allegations are credible. Geoffrey Nice has earlier been involved with the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia in The Hague, leading the prosecution of Slobodan Milosevic, former president of Serbia. Also, the European Parliament and the United States Congress House of Representatives have in their resolutions deemed these reports of this sourcing from prisoners of conscience as persistent and credible. The independent tribunal is expected to give its final judgment around this spring, when more light will be shed on these crimes and their perpetrators. These are extremely grave allegations of crimes against humanity. We are aware that Chinese authorities have rejected all these allegations and labeled them as anti-China propaganda. We, members of the Parliament of Finland, consider that it is not possible to ignore as unfounded rumors or propaganda the large amount of circumstantial evidence presented, as well as interventions by independent medical professionals and international law experts. Therefore, we call on the Chinese authorities to carry out investigations and take the necessary steps in order to bring to justice all those organizations or individuals who can be proven to have been involved in these crimes.
Reflection on the 20th anniversary of the April 25th peaceful protest. Nearly 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners gathered in Beijing on April 25, 1999, to appeal at the National Appeals Office, which is located adjacent to the Communist compound. They petitioned for the release of 45 practitioners who were arrested in Tianjin, a city located about 60 miles from Beijing. They waited quietly and left quickly after being told that the practitioners had been released. The orderly protests left a deep impression on the local people and media reporters. However, the totalitarian Chinese Communist Party cannot tolerate any opposing voice. The spokesperson for the party claimed that no charges would be filed against the arrested practitioners. Instead, the regime authorities were secretly getting ready to launch the nationwide persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong was first introduced to the public in 1992. Its effect on improving health and morality led to its widespread popularity. 100 million people began to practice Falun Gong within 7 years. Falun Gong was welcomed by society and admired for uplifting morality. It would have been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the Chinese government to properly handle the peaceful protest and have the country develop in a prosperous and healthy way. Unfortunately, Jiang Zemin, then head of the CCP, launched the persecution out of jealousy on July 20, 1999. It was known that Falun Gong practitioners have no political aspirations and were no threat to its power. Utilizing violence and lies, the CCP has persecuted innocent Falun Gong practitioners since then. Under Jiang's directive, the CCP established the 610 Office, an extra-legal security organization with the power to override the police and judicial systems, and whose sole function is to coordinate and implement the persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners follow the universal principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. They started clarifying the facts to raise awareness of the CCP's brutal persecution. Many practitioners went to Beijing to speak for Falun Gong after July 20, 1999. They held up Falun Gong banners and supported the principles of Falun Gong. However, Jiang and his minions escalated the persecution. To provoke hatred toward Falun Gong and frame the practice, the CCP staged the Tiananmen self-immolation incident in 2001. The Minghui website published information about the deaths of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners due to the persecution over the past 20 years. The actual number is suspected to be much higher, as many more have been imprisoned and tortured for their faith. But due to the information blockade, much of such information cannot be confirmed. Evidence shows that the CCP harvests organs from living detained practitioners to supply the organ transplant industry. 20 years have passed. Falun Gong practitioners have remained steadfast in their belief and continue to raise awareness to the public worldwide. Their efforts have awakened the conscience of many people. Although many people have accepted the truth of Falun Gong, there are still many who still need to learn about it.
Europe. Falun Gong practitioners participate in recent community events. Over the last 2 decades, Falun Gong practitioners around the world have participated in various community events, bringing the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to the public. They introduced this ancient spiritual practice and exposed the 20-year persecution of the practice in China. The Harmony Expo for Inner Peace and Health, one of the largest spring events in Stockholm, Sweden, was held in Solna Stadium last weekend. More than 300 vendors had booths at the expo, and the attendees enjoyed more than 100 healthcare-related talks. Local practitioners have been invited to the expo every year, and this year they set up a booth near the host stage, where nearly every person attending the event passed by. Practitioners demonstrated the 5 gentle exercises to a packed exhibition hall. Many people learned the exercises. Many visitors learned about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. They could not believe that people were being tortured and killed because they practiced such a peaceful meditation. Practitioners in Slovakia held an event on Saturday in Topolčany. They demonstrated the exercises and asked people to pay attention to the persecution and help to end it. Many passers-by signed the petition that condemns the persecution in China, and some were interested in learning the exercises. One man stopped and talked to practitioners for a long time. He shed tears when he learned about the brutal persecution. He lingered after signing the petition and said, "I don't want to leave. I feel a sense of peace with you. I can feel the energy field, very powerful." He said, "I have many questions about cultivation, and I'm interested in reading the Falun Gong books." A practitioner showed him the falundafa.org website, where he could access all the teachings free of charge. Practitioners also visited local Chinese grocery stores and Chinese restaurants to talk to Chinese people about the persecution. Most of them were sympathetic and expressed their support for ending the persecution of Falun Gong in China.
Ukraine, Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Exhibition was held in the Government Office District of Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, for 14 days in late March and early April 2019. The exhibition attracted people from all walks of life, including policemen, artists, and media reporters. Some exhibition visitors said that they would like to learn Falun Dafa, and many condemned the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice. Alexei, an artist, wrote in the guest book that he appreciated being able to see the depictions of the horrendous crimes committed by the CCP and the evilness of communism. He thought the artwork spoke to people's conscience and pointed out a path of perfection and sacred love and had made his day. Victoria, a philosophy teacher, said, "I'm shocked by what I saw in the artworks. It's terrible that a spiritual belief is being persecuted like this. It's cruel for the CCP to persecute people who live by truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. As a citizen of the 21st century, we cannot allow such things to happen." Thank you so much, said one visitor in her guestbook comment, for bringing this unique and heart-shaking experience to our city. We hope more people will get to see the exhibition and experience its powerful energy. Our hearts are brightened and warmed by seeing these pictures. I hope the divinities will protect compassionate people. Diana and another visitor said, "This exhibition has made me realize the power and significance of the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. I would like to learn Falun Dafa and cultivate." A professor from the National University of Kiev wrote that she had learned a lot about Falun Dafa from the artworks and that they had prompted her to reflect on the meaning of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Iliana, a local resident, thanked the organizers for exhibiting such inspiring artworks, particularly in regard to remaining firm in one's belief and fostering harmony in the world. Alexandra, one of the organizers, said that the exhibition had already been seen in Ukraine's larger cities, which has enabled many people to learn about the persecution of Falun Dafa and be inspired by the artworks. The exhibition evokes people's compassion and sympathy for innocent people in another country, people they have never met.
New York, celebrating the arrival of spring in Chinatown. In April, the cherry trees bloom in New York City. On a sunny spring day, April 7, 2019, New York Falun Gong practitioners welcomed the arrival of spring with music and dance performances in Cerro Delano Roosevelt Park in Manhattan's Chinatown. The activity was also a vehicle to raise awareness about the ongoing, nearly 20-year persecution of Falun Gong in China. Colorful flags and banners were hung around the park, and a beautiful lotus flower was displayed on the main stage. Many Chinese people attended the celebration, and upon learning how the Chinese Communist Party has so brutally persecuted this traditional mind-body cultivation practice, 469 people quit the CCP and its affiliated youth organizations. The celebration started at 11 a.m. The day's program featured the Tianguo Marching Band, traditional dragon and lion dances, waist drum performances, singing, dancing, Chinese instrumental performances, and Falun Gong exercise demonstrations. Some spectators learned the exercise movements during the demonstrations. Composer Tony Chen sang the award-winning song, The Courage to Believe, which was composed for the documentary Free China, and won the Best Song Award at the 2013 Hollywood Music in Media Awards. The dragon and lion dances were the highlights of the festival for kids, who loved the interaction with the golden sparkling dragon and lion. Mr. Wu, a New York resident, brought his children to see the performance. He explained, "I wanted to introduce them to traditional Chinese customs and culture." The vibrant waist drum performance attracted the attention of many passers-by. Chris, who lives in Brooklyn, said, "We were out walking and heard the sound of drums. We decided to come and check it out. What a wonderful performance. The music is soul-moving." Practitioners also demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises. Several people stood and followed along with the exercise movements. One spectator said, "Watching the exercise demonstration makes me want to do the exercises too." City of New York Councilmember Margaret Chin sent a congratulatory message complimenting the practitioners' efforts in promoting traditional values and upholding human moral values. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.